This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, see if we can get Tom now on the radio to make such an admission. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. Now, you said yesterday on Twitter, I don't have it right in front of me. You said yesterday on Twitter, you do believe LeBron's coming back for at least another year, correct?
Correct.
Okay, tell me why.
Been saying it for months. I just think that his other options are very flawed right now. Now, that's not to say that things can't change in the next 20 minutes or 20 hours or 2 weeks and somebody makes a big move. And I'm still expecting some kind of a surprise here. I mean, some team's going to make a big play, and I don't know who it is right now. Could be Philadelphia. You know, they might be able to work out a deal for Kawhi Leonard. Who knows? But I think other things are going to obviously shift. But at this point, I don't see a better option for him right now than staying in Cleveland. You know, listen, he went through all that fanfare 4 years ago with the essay, and he came back and he delivered. And then, you know, it's been a glorious four-year run. There's nobody that's going to argue that. But I just have a hard time accepting that it would end with a sweep in the finals with a broken hand and a walk-off in game four where he doesn't even have a chance to say goodbye to the Cleveland fans. It just seems like right now is not the right time for him to leave. And that's not to say that things can't change, like I said. And things can obviously change over the next year, and we could be in the very same situation next summer. But I just think for right now, it makes more sense for him to stay here at least one more year.
Tom Withers joined us on the hotline. Tom, my optimism is actually growing, and normally that's not the case. When it comes to things like these, I have to look at some of the reporting that's been done when it comes to Paul George and right. Him potentially staying where he is, Kawhi Leonard not getting traded to the Lakers. At least, again, these are reports. And to me, when I hear Magic Johnson, one of the most confident people in business, in sports, in entertainment, even on that television show that failed, one of the most confident guys ever, Tom, he's now saying, well, it's not all about this year. You know, judge me by next year. Right. I think all this is trending in a very positive direction.
Yeah, I would think so too, Anthony. I think those are all pretty good, telltale signs right now. For Magic Johnson to already be, you know, pumping the brakes on this summer out there. And, you know, we're always forgetting that there are a lot of other players involved in this too. It's not all about LeBron, even though it's all about LeBron here. Paul George seems pretty comfortable in Oklahoma City, and obviously he's not going to turn down $200 million plus right now, you know, on the chance that he could end up going out to LA and not having LeBron with him. And then the other thing too, guys, is, and, you know, we get back to LeBron's post-game comments after game four. You know, he's still in championship mode. And what does that mean right now? Well, that means you still have to take on that Golden State team. And the other thing too is, while that was a sweep in the finals, there were two very competitive games. So I think LeBron has to look at this Cleveland roster right now, as flawed as it may be, and swallow hard and say, you know what? As flawed as it was, we still got to the finals. I still played in my eighth straight finals, and we still had a fighting chance against what people are talking about as one of the greatest teams in NBA history. So, I think a lot of people jump to conclusions very quickly here. And, hey, look, a lot could still change over the next couple of days, like I said. But to me right now, Cleveland still makes the most sense for LeBron.
Tom Withers joining us on the show. I know that his first option would be to win, but say you had to lose. Would you rather lose in a Western Conference Finals or would you rather lose in an NBA Finals?
Oh, you want to get to the NBA Finals. That's what he's all about, right? I mean, he's not going to settle for second place in the conference. That's not what LeBron's about. And, you know, while he's still at the top of his game at 33, you know, the window is closing. You know, he's not going to play for forever. So the other thing, too, guys, is that, and none of us know this until we talk to LeBron, right? And I've always maintained that until I hear something from his mouth, I'm not going to believe anybody or anything. And unless it's coming from Rich Paul or Randy Mims or the people that are the very closest to him, I'm not buying anything from anybody. If there's one lesson that I've learned in 17 years of covering LeBron, it's that. don't listen to all the noise. And my God, there's more noise this summer than we had in 2010 or 2014 combined. So, you know, I'm just going to wait and see what happens here. You know, he's on vacation right now. You know, he's assessing the landscape. As I said, things can change. But to me, the other dominoes have not moved. And I know he's the biggest one, but it's a very fluid situation still.
Tom, how hands-on do you think he is this time around? I always hear different stories about this when it comes to the past. Was there collusion behind the scenes? Or is it, hey, I'm not the GM. Don't ask me to do your business for you. Do you think it's different this time around, knowing that he's starting to look at a career finish line here coming up in the next 5 or so years where this is it? If he's going to win more rings, he wants to put himself in the best spot possible.
Yeah, Anthony, you're right. He knows exactly what he wants. And I'm confident in the people that I've talked to over the last couple of days that he's going to let Rich Paul and the others in his representation group, you know, handle business here. But he knows exactly what they want, and they know exactly what he wants. So, you know, whether this is going to be another, you know, collusion situation like we saw in 2010, where he's already decided with Paul and with Kawhi and with whoever to form a super team at some point, you know, that's still very possible. But I think right now, when I look at things, I just see LeBron coming back here for at least one more year, and then maybe next summer, once again, we're kind of, you know, looking at the whole thing, and he makes his other last move for the final chapter of his career. I mean, let's not forget, too, this is the godfather of the one-year deal, right? Nobody has done the one-year deal more than LeBron. He almost essentially invented the thing. So, I hate to repeat myself, but I can just still see him in a Cavaliers jersey next season.
Tom Weathers joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
All right, Tom. So Colin Sexton's drafted by the Cavs at number 8 overall. And
right.
I didn't love the pick, but it had nothing to do with whether or not LeBron James wanted to play with Colin Sexton. Do you think a trade is still very much in play? I know some people were surprised by the silence on draft night, but that deal, if there is a Kemba Walker deal at some point in the offing, that's going to be there for him for a little
bit. Anthony, I think you're right. That's the only one to make, though, right? And, you know, and while a lot of people weren't crazy about that pick, it had to be done. You spent all last year chasing after a point guard. Good God, you know, Tyronn Lue started 8 different point guards during the regular season alone. So, you know, you had to fill that Kyrie Irving void. And, you know, whether Colin Sexton can be that guy or not, we don't know. But you had to pick a young playmaking point guard. You know, Kemba Walker is a guy that I'm sure would excite LeBron, but I also think that LeBron is excited about Colin Sexton coming here. I think he's the kind of player that LeBron really likes. Now, you know, he's only 19. We have no idea what his ceiling might be, but I think for now, obviously, the Cavs are a better team today than they were when Game 4 finished a couple of weeks ago.
Tom Weathers joining us on the hotline from the Associated Press. As confident as anybody that LeBron will be staying here this time around, and Tom's had very good sources, and he's been talking about that throughout the process. So let me talk to you about kind of team-building things because, you know, Kemba, that thing has been brought up before. Kevin Love seems like it wouldn't be a month in Cavaliers basketball if we weren't talking about whether or not Kevin Love is going to be part of the future. I have posited in recent days to me, Tom, that even though he was pretty good in the finals, his defensive inadequacies in this day and age of the NBA are just, it's such a problem. And you saw that in the Golden State series. You saw it in the Boston Celtics series. That when I look at the Houston Rockets, I don't know that you necessarily need that big-time scorer as your third option. I think they might be able to move Kevin Love for a couple of different pieces that can be versatile players. Maybe occasionally hit threes, but also, more importantly, switch all the screens and play defense. Do you think Kevin Love, if LeBron stays, is guaranteed going to have a spot on this roster?
I wouldn't guarantee anything, but I think we also, Anthony, sadly undervalue Kevin Love and what he means to a team that has LeBron James on it, right? You just talked about some of those points. Ability to spread the floor, ability to knock down three-pointers. Yeah, is it tough at times for him on the defensive end? But I'll tell you what, there's also been times where I've been incredibly impressed with how hard Kevin Love has tried to play defense. And I think a byproduct of not having a true rim protector hurts when you have a guy like Kevin Love on the floor defensively. You know, you're not able to, everybody kind of helps and cheats. you see Golden State do it with Steph Curry all the time. And I know Steph Curry and Kevin Love, it's not apples for apples, or they play different positions. My point being, though, when you have a teammate who's out there who can't hold it together, maybe defensively as much as you need him to, everybody has to cheat. Everybody has to take another half step toward the ball. And I think there's ways of getting around that with Kevin Love on your roster. He's still an incredibly valuable player. And I think we saw that this year, Anthony, when he was out for as long as he was, man, they missed him. And you can't, to me, you cannot shortchange 18 points and 10 rebounds a game, you know, whether he's got defensive liabilities or not. So, you know, to me, Kevin Love still has a place here. And I think Cleveland's front office has really grown to appreciate him and understand his value.
Don't other moves, though, and maybe including Kevin Love, have to happen for LeBron? Because say he signs a one-year deal with a one-year mm-hmm. option after that, and so which is a very strong possibility right now. You still have to freshen it up because they could still get through the Eastern Conference. They can get back to the NBA Finals, but it looks like Golden State will probably stay the way Golden State is. It's got to have a different look.
Oh, it's definitely going to have a different look. And good God, Ken, I mean, look what happened over the last couple of months. You know, we had a different look, it seemed like, every week. And what Kobe Altman, to me, was able to do at the trading deadline was significant. I mean, you know, that team went through three or four different installations this year, right? So, you know, he was creative. That's what he's paid to do. And there's no doubt in my mind that if LeBron decides to come back, there will be some major overhaul to this roster once again. It would have to happen. But by the same token, it's all about LeBron, isn't it? I mean, as long as he's there, you move heaven and earth to get things done to have him around. So, and obviously, Dan Gilbert has showed a willingness to pay whatever's necessary. I think in a young GM, in Kobe Altman, you've got a guy who's hungry, wants to make his mark, obviously has some chess pieces that he can move, and there's no doubt in my mind that he would make some more moves.
Okay, what's the bronze record going to be in 2018?
Boy, you know, I'm going to start by saying that I thought they should have won easily 4 or 5 games last year.
Oh, okay.
So they were not an 0-16 team. That thing just kind of snowballed on
itself.
Well,
setting you up for something, though, because I don't know what you're about to say to me on the radio, but I know what you said to me at practice a couple of weeks ago, so I'm just going to let you go ahead and take it away. I want to know.
I don't see any reason why they can't move themselves close to being a 500 team.
Whoa!
Now I'm giving myself a little wiggle room there.
Go ahead.
There's no reason why this team can't win 6, 7, or 8 games. You know, and I know the schedule's tough, but I also look back at last year and, you know, if not for the block punt and Antonio Brown coming down with essentially a Hail Mary catch in the final minutes, they win the opener and we're not even having this discussion right now. So, you know, it's all about confidence. And good God, Ken, you've been out at camp as much as I have. And
oh, yeah.
You've been out there. There is talent all over the place on that field now.
Yeah, Lima, talent abound. Tell them about what you think of the talent. Tell them.
I think there's a lot more talent this year.
Oh, you do you?
I do.
I just want to make sure.
There's depth there. There's depth at almost every position. You know, we've gone from, in 2 years, talking about them having the worst wide receivers in the league to perhaps one of the top 5 groups. So, yeah, you know, good Lord, it's got to be a lot better, Ken, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be.
Tom, real quick, does Baker Mayfield have a legitimate opportunity to beat out Tyrod Taylor in camp?
I don't think so.
Wow.
And I say that from the standpoint that I think, much like Kevin Love, I think we undervalue Tyrod Taylor and what he means to a team. And I think we've heard some of that even from Baker Mayfield about what Tyrod's leadership has done for this team already in terms of instilling confidence and getting the ship turned around. So, hey, he's a playoff quarterback, Anthony. You know, this is a guy that, you know, took a, you know, and listen, you want to talk about a guy who overcame some, you know, some obstacles last year. He was benched midway through last year by the Bills and then came back and then still led them to the playoffs. So, a legitimate shot, yeah, Baker Mayfield goes out there and plays lights out. But, I think they're really going to be cautious and careful there. But as we know, and sadly as we've learned over the years here in Cleveland, the quarterback line moves quickly. So, you know, there's always potential for injury and things can always happen. But, you know, for my money, I think Tyrod Taylor is the starter at the beginning of the season.
We were going to give you the double whoa, And then Lima is just perplexed right now.
I was put off, Tom. I was totally put off because I think the best case scenario for the future of the Browns is for Baker Mayfield to be really good, come in, be close to Tyrod, maybe not match him in training camp, but be close to him and win the starting job. I think for the future, that's better.
I don't disagree with you. I think the best thing is for Tyrod Taylor to be pushed hard by Baker Mayfield during camp, and maybe we see the best of Tyrod Taylor. Now, you know, the thing that does scare me, though, Anthony, is that if they don't start, you know, soundly and they go 0-4 or 1-5 or whatever, and then suddenly, you know, you're getting this groundswell and public push and all that for Baker Mayfield, and then suddenly he's out there maybe, you know, before he's ready to do so, that would not be good for the future. But I think for the time being, listen, at least they finally have a system in place where in case things go wrong, there are plans B, C, and D in effect, which we haven't had here over the last 3 years. So kudos to this front office for at least getting things set up properly.
Man, that's amazing. I love it, Tom. Tom, thank you. You just gave me a whole big thing to argue with Lima about. I appreciate it.
That's what I'm here for.
The wonderful Tom Withers on the show. Tom, take care, friend.
See you guys.
Tom Withers, the Associated Press on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.